works. I mean, your brain.
Spins around, gives it all he's got. He's a real cool disc jockey man. He plays them old and he plays them new. He'll play most anything for you. He's a real cool disc jockey man. Now listen in any time you can. Hear him yak to his music band. Get your kicks when he talks that jive. Really send you man alive. Love that guy, can't get enough. I'm sure gone on the crazy stuff. He's a real cool disc jockey man. Send you man alive. Love that guy, can't get enough. I'm sure gone on the crazy stuff. He's a real cool disc jockey man.
Oh yes, how about that? How about that? That was something, wasn't it? That was something. Yeah. That was something. Yes, it certainly was something. That was something. That certainly was something. Yes, Zombo in your brain again. After about almost 2 years, and back on the live radio, WRCT Pittsburgh, in your brain, and oh, just feeling so, it's a combination of like energetic rust, and first off, I got up about 7 o'clock today, because I knew I was going to have a little trouble, and got everything ready, and I couldn't find where CMU was. It's been so long, I couldn't find out. I forgot where the university was. So I was just driving around, and luckily, I just panicked, and GPS did here. Woo! Then once I got there, I was like, okay, where is the radio studio? So I just kind of, that wasn't too hard to find. I just go down the basement, walk around, and just look for nonsense. So anyhow, the day is, and this interesting thing, so I looked at a lot of my older shows. The last show I did on the radio was Friday the 13th, March 2020. That was the last radio show I did here. People were just, it was all starting to hit right around then. And I'm on the radio, and then all of a sudden, you know, they come in and say, you know, get out of here. And I'm like, all right, I'm out of here. And then I start doing these remote shows. Now, the interesting thing was I've been doing these theme shows for the past almost 2 years and just covered everything we possibly could. So the funny thing was, so I said, let me look at some of my older shows before I got in there. And I was doing theme shows back then, too. I did one on robots. I did one on a whole one on the subject of radio. So I've been doing theme shows a lot. And I've been getting a lot of the music. And because that's my life. That's my life, is just always researching new music, trying to find things. That's why when you listen to the show, other than the theme song, you're probably going to hear a bunch of different stuff. So today is freeballing. It is completely going to be... just, I found, like, since the past couple years, a lot of my favorite songs, a lot of things I wanted to play. Wow. This is crazy. I'm freaking out here. I'm looking at my old PSAs. They haven't changed. I'm looking at, what else? The screen here, which has changed. I had to do these logs. It just, you know, like I'm saying, I'm wearing a hazmat suit. So you're safe. Okay? You won't get anything listening to the show today. You won't get, believe me, you won't get anything. You won't get anything. Nothing. Ain't that something? So, wow. I am probably going to get a lot of, like, maybe some phone calls today. I don't know. People probably forgot the phone number. The phone number to the station is 911. Ask for Zombo. It is, let's see here. What is this? The Wow, is that even line anymore good anymore? I don't even know what radio numbers are good anymore. I'll just guesstimate and say possibly, possible. That's the, oh, here it is. Use for now. 412-268-9728. That didn't change. No, that's good. That was way up on top. Ah, that's something, ain't it? Being on the radio, that's something. Yeah, it is. So it's kind of funny because I was listening on the way in and I'm like, oh, let me listen to the radio. And I'm like, I'm not on yet. That was kind of frightening. I thought I'd be on and I wasn't. So anyhow, I am going to play something and then we're going to talk. We're going to hang out. Then I'm going to play some more things. Then I'm going to talk and hang out. It's going to be completely self-indulgent. You're going to hear old PSAs like they're old friends. Wow. You want a PSA? We'll wait on the PSAs or the promos. We got those too. Yep. Sure is something. All right, do something. Do something. Brave Combo. Zombo, back in your brain, live in the studio. And this is WRCT. Unless you're hearing this rebroadcast. This could be a rebroadcast. It could be a rebroadcast. But I know right now I am live. At this moment, I am live. But then again, if you hear this later, and I say it, I'm live, but it's actually pretty recorded. But trust me, for right now, today, which is the 11th of February, 2011. Is it 2011? I must have zoned out for a while. 2022. And yeah. Brave Combo, do something in your brain. All right, there you go. Brave Combo, Zombo in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. And it is today's show. Today's show is just all freeform stuff. I am live in the studio till 5 o'clock today. I'm going to be doing a 7-hour Zombothon. Ugh. Yeah. So 7 hours of live radio, just making up for practically 2 years of doing all shows that were pre-produced. And wow, that's something, ain't it? That is something. Let's see what we got here. Oh, my gosh. 10 minutes in already. 10 minutes in already. That means I only got 6 hours and 50 minutes left of radio to do today. Sure is something. Yes, sir. In your brain. Mm-hmm. That's correct. All right, let's do some more music. Because I'm used to playing big, giant chunks of music. And then you guys kind of kick them back. But you know what? I just want to you know, hang a bit. So we're going to do something I love playing this. It's called Dylan Hears a Who. And it is an album this musician did. He imitated Bob Dylan. He did this as a joke. He did imitated Bob Dylan. And he thought it'd be really funny if Bob Dylan did Dr. Seuss, the Dr. Seuss books. So it's called Dylan Hears a Who. He did this as like a little joke for friends. It gets out. And then, of course, Dylan's manager tries suing him. There's a cease and desist. So it's a really hard album to find, but it is. I think it's still on the YouTube. But boy, what it is so well done. It is so well done. Dylan Hears a Who. Green Eggs and Ham, Zombo, In Your Brain, WRCT, in the Pittsburgh. A bit of Dylan Hears a Who. That is right, a Bob Dylan imitator doing Dr. Seuss books. And of course, he got in big trouble over that because, hey, it's Bob Dylan. All right, you got Zombo in Your Brain here live in the studio, unless you're hearing this really broadcast, and I'm not in the studio, but I am in the studio right now till 5 o'clock today. And today is, what is it, the 11th of February. And almost out of winter, which is awesome. Almost out of winter. This is great. Who cares what Groundhog says? You know, it's just amazing people believe Groundhog. It's fascinating to me. It's just like, you look at all the scientific data, and then you go, oh, that scientific data. I don't know if I like all the scientific data. What's really all behind that? I don't know. And then you get a groundhog jumps out, and they say, hey, look, a groundhog. Oh, yeah, really? Really? 6 more weeks in winter? The groundhog said so? Okay. That's why the human race is doomed, my friend. Okay, so let's get into a new release that actually came out, because there's, believe it or not, over the past couple of years, some really neat music came out. Some of it I played on my theme shows over the past 2 years. I probably played this because I love this album. It is John Linnell, one of the guys from the Might Be Giants. I don't know if it's accordion John or glasses guitar John. I get the Johns mixed up and they Might Be Giants. But he did the whole record in Latin. So the whole album is in Latin. And I can't pronounce it, but it's really a real toe-tapping number. Zombo and your brand, WRCT Pittsburgh, John Linnell, Roman songs.
Tecum circum ambulare nolo. Tecum circum ambulare nolo. Tecum circum ambulare nolo. Cor ergo mecum circum ambulare ves. Tecum circum ambulare nolo. Tecum circum ambulare nolo. Tecum circum ambulare nolo, cor ergo mecum circum ambulare ves. Tecum circum ambulare nolo, cor ergo mecum circum ambulare ves.
There we go. And you can see the Zombo audience is already starting to wake up. I already heard from Dr. Dickie Bird already. And it's live in your brain today. Live in your brain. Unless you're hearing this pre-recorded, then it is not live. But today it is live, which is the 11th of February. And that was John Linnell. I don't know if it was Glasses Linnell or Accordion John or whatever from They Might Be Giants. His album called Roman Songs, which came out last year. Mm-hmm. So you're saying Zombo. You're not saying that, are you? But, you know, I'm known for playing a lot of surf stuff. I love surf stuff, love polka stuff. I love just fascinating, wide variety of musics that really don't jive together, but I like them. That's the whole in-your-brain experience. It's if I like it and it's in my brain the first time I get it and I like it, then I says, oh, yeah. If you guys get it, then I put it in your brain. And then if you like that, then that's good. If you don't, then you don't have Zombo in your brain, and I feel very bad for you. There's worse things. So another new release was from Italy, and it was a guy by the name of, what the heck's his name? Arnold Dacia. And this guy just teared it up, because it's not like, you know, it's not like older surf stuff, but it's not like punky surf stuff. It's really good. Arnold Dacia from Italy, and his album Science and Resistance, and this is the title track on it. And, oh my goodness, this is so surreal. I want to actually do some PSAs, simmer down, tell you some promos. Usually right about now, it's about 20 after, usually right about now you'll be hearing Betty White talk about Smokey the Bear. And I was playing Betty White before she died, just like a lot of these artists. I play a lot of these things before they die, because I always look on the Facebook, and Facebook is really turning into like a graveyard. And you go there every day, it's like, oh, wow, Ian McDonald died from King Crimson, but he also was in Foreigner. It kind of negates each other, you know. How could you be in King Crimson and in Foreigner? I always thought it was two different guys. How could that possibly be a thing? You know, how would you actually say, okay, I'm going to be in this legendary prog rock thing that is going to set the world on its ear. And then I'm going to go around a couple years later and be like the cheesiest top 40 band you can imagine. I mean, when you think of what Foreigner did, Cold as Ice, Hot Blooded, this same guy wrote part of 21st Century Schizoid Man. It's ponderous. Ponderous. But anyhow, the Facebook has turned into almost like a graveyard. And it's bizarre because you'll see a picture of an artist and go, oh man, hey, somebody posted a picture of this guy. Oh, he's dead. Yeah, then whenever I see a picture of an artist or a musician or whatever online, and there's like two or three in a row, because people just can't let it go. You know, they figure that they got to break the news to you, and then that person's got to break the news to you. So you'll see like 40 of the same thing of somebody dying. And you know when you see their picture more than two or three times, they're dead. Stone dead. All right, so let me play this Arno De Sia surf tune. You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, live in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. This is Science of Resistance, Arno De Sia, WRCT. Yummy! Yeah, there we go. Arno De Sia. Science and Resistance. Brand new surf stuff out of Italy. And you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. Part of the Zombothon today. I am going to be on the air live until 5 o'clock tonight. I saw that the schedule was really opened up, so I might do these every now and then. I don't know. This was just, if I can survive today... If I can survive doing 7 hours of radio, if I can do this, then I might do it again. But so far, so good. I feel very energetic. I feel like I got my old sea legs back. And once again, more of the audience is waking up. The last man standing, Scott, just gave me a call. And yeah, he actually says, who would have thought that I would be the return to normalcy listening to Zombo Live on the radio, and just makes the world feel like almost like a safe place again, doesn't it? Hearing this reassuring voice on the other side of the radio yelling. Oh, Nelson's up too. I forgot to say hey to Nelson. So there you go. So so there's my whole listening audience. Welcome back, listening audience. Welcome back, you guys. Welcome back. And some of you folks obviously still remember the phone number here, 412-268-9728. So that's pretty neat that a lot of folks remember the phone number. Oh, what do we got here? What do we got? Oh, so another band I've been really getting into over the past couple years in my absence, even though those pre-recorded shows, the nice thing about doing this now, I don't have to worry about the cats beating each other up. Somehow, they're probably beating each other up now when they're hearing the show at home. But I would pre-produce these shows. If anybody listened to the shows, a lot of times I would take my shoe off and I'd try and break up a cat fight. And now I don't have to do that. So great. Hey, another phone call. Let's do a band I really got into. The OCs and Block of Ice in Your Brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. All right, got a double play going out to Nelson. Pencil Neck Geek, Freddie Blassie.
Back when I was a kid, life was going swell. Till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak. Said a woman up the block just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus. What the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking pencil neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head. Add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating pencil neck geek. Pencil neck geek, grit-eating freak. Scum-sucking P.F. with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no good losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. most any night, you know where I can be found. Yeah, stomping some geeks head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, gritty and freak, scum sucking behead with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no gut losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's supplying the dimes. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these gritty, scum sucking, boot licking, drop kicking, gut grinding, nail biting, glue sniffing, scab picking, butt scratching, egg hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper belly, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil neck geek.
Pencil neck geek.
And you know everything in the world is right when you turn on your radio and hear Blassie, the king of men, singing Pencil Neck Geek. Oh, that one's going out to Nelson. Got a double play for Nelson. Got a Wade Curtis. So this is nice because I'm kind of paddling through a lot of older stuff, a lot of classics. I'm sure I'm going to get lots of requests for Wiener Dog Polka by the time my 7 hours is up. What, you say? You're on the air for 7 hours? Yeah, I'm on the air for 7 hours. Part of my community service here at the WRCT. And, man, going to get to some PSAs. I'm gearing up for the PSAs, and I got to hear some Mama Meow Meow. Another little number here going out to Nelson. And this is Wade Curtis. Come on, where are you? There it is, y'all.
What a cat. Mama meow, meow, 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 what it get? Meow, what it get? Meow, what it get? Mama meow, meow, mama meow, meow, mama meow, meow, mama meow, meow. Well, everybody's heard that the cat is a word and the cat eats the bird. Mamma meow, meow, 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 mamma meow, 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 what do you get? Meow, what do you get? Mamma meow, meow, mamma meow, meow, mamma meow, meow, mamma meow, meow. Well, everybody knows that the cat is the word and the cat eats the bird. Mamma meow, meow, 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 mamma meow, meow. Pretty cat. What are you doing here, pretty cat? You got the bird, pretty cat. Mamma meow, meow.
Death-defying Wade Curtis and his Rhythm Rockers. And the interesting thing about that is it has a tie-in with Pencil Neck Geek, whether you know it or not, because Wade Curtis used to, like, promote wrestling, local wrestling stuff. And the other interesting thing is this guy was in a wheelchair, And he learned how to, and I think he was, if I'm not mistaken, I think he was like, had some sort of problems with his upper body too. And he learned how to play the lap steel guitar with two sticks. I don't know if you hear much of that in there, but they probably didn't sound much like anything good, so they probably just buried that in the mix. But wow, what an energetic tune, Wade Curtis. Before that, we heard Pencil Neck Geek by Freddie Blassie, Sassy Freddie Blassie. All right, you ready? All right, let's jump into a PSA. God, it's been so long. See if I remember how to do these. Oh, let's start off with Animal Friends, okay? Yeah, let's do that. You know, Animal Friends reminds you that neutering or spaying your pet will grant them a longer, happier, healthy life. But I don't know about the happier, because I think that's why there's pussycat fights. Actually, pussycat, why there's pussycat fights when I do my radio show. But thanks to low-cost options from Animal Friends, every pet owner can afford to spay or neuter their pet, and for a few extra bucks, they'll probably do your kid. So, to learn more, thinkingoutsidethecage.org. Oh, I forgot about this, because they can't. Somehow, someone got Animal Friends and got animalfriends.com, and I think they made it into some other kind of site that's not, has to do with animal welfare. It's more of a people thing. Anyhow, 412-847-7000, spay or neuter your pet today. Okay, what do we got here? Hey, you got savings bonds. Oh, man, who has savings bonds? Raise their hand. Who has savings bonds? Yeah, I thought so. Nobody. When was the last time you even saw a savings bond? When is this? When did this PSA come out? This PSA came out in like 1910. This PSA has been here since 1910. Wow, that's been a while. Did you receive savings bond decades ago? And you know, they say that decades ago for your birthday or graduation. Now, what kind of crummy gift is? There's only one gift I would say would be worse. You get the envelope. Oh, yeah, money. And you're thinking, oh, man, this is going to be cash or check. One thing worse than savings bonds if somebody gives you like a bunch of coupons. I've had that happen. Oh, a nice thick envelope. What's in here? Oh, coupons. Sure wish they were savings bonds, because you stick them in a drawer, you forget about them, and then you may be among the millions of Americans altogether and who own billions, and I say billions, of dollars in Series E savings bonds that are over 30 years old that stopped earning interest. And like I always said, they stopped earning interest the minute you open the envelope. These bonds are worth several times their face value, and to find out if you have any Series E savings bonds, go to treasuryhunt.gov. I doubt if that's even the run. Usually in the past, I would actually check these websites out. Treasuryhunt.gov. That sounds like a branch of the government that just kind of went by the wayside. But you never know. They might be still on the treasuryhunt.gov. If you do, cash them in. You got money working for you again. Ah, that's right. You can go buy a bunch of candy and some drugs. That's treasuryhunt.gov. Message from the WRCT and the Department of the Treasury. You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. And, oh, gosh, it's good to be back. So we're gonna simmer things down a little bit. First, I got to tell you about Consolidation. Listen to better music. Consolidations is still on Wednesdays evenings from 7 to 10, Consolidation. And I think that show might outlast mine. I mean, as far as how long it's been on the radio. I've been on WRCT since April 2001. And these past 2 years, doing these remote shows at home, That took a lot of time. I got to say, that took a lot of time. This is great. I just kind of throw some music together, hang out, yell at you guys, throw some PSAs on, say hi to my buddies. That's easy. You know, at home, I'm actually trying to figure out good themes. I'm breaking up pussycat fights. Oh, hang on. Oh, yeah. And, so anyhow, let's get back into the music here. Something, a classic, okay? Now, some people say, oh, I listen to your show, Zombo. I don't know any of this music. But you might. Here's a classic by The Seeds, Can't Seem to Make You Mine. Now, the interesting thing is about the first time I ever heard this song was in a Sylvester Stallone movie. And I think it might have been in like Paradise Alley or one of his other films. Actually, Tom Waits was in Paradise Alley also. So how about that? How about that little Stallone trivia? See, because you get completely useless nuggets of information too. Can't Seem to Make You Mine, The Seeds, Zombo right in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. Look at that smooth transition. It's almost like I know what I'm doing, man.
I can't seem to make you mine.
Some seeds there for you. Can't seem to make your mind. And of course, it looks like those folks are up there. I'm talking about the guys and the gal from Trundle Manor. So Anton and Velda, Mr. Armory, are up and listening. So the audience is growing exponentially. I will have a full-fledged radio audience by the year 3000. So here is a really strange tune for some really wonderful folks at Trundle Manor. And you probably never heard this before, but they wanted a song about flying saucers. And way, 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 way back when, I was collecting all these crazy reel-to-reel tapes. And they had stuff on there that I haven't been able to find anywhere in the universe. Here's, I don't even know who does this, but it's called What Happened to That Fly on My Flying Saucer? Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh.
That fly belongs to me. What happened to that fly on my flying saucer? Where did he go? What did he see? Did he hop on a rocket or a ship from outer space? Did somebody steal him from an inhuman race? What happened to that fly on my flying saucer? That fly belongs to me. Yes, you forget it. That fly belongs to me. That fly,
Yeah. They should have had better drugs back in the 1950s. Zombo in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh, live in your brain till 5 o'clock today. And I don't know how I can go back to like a couple hour show next week. But like I'm saying, the schedule is really open. So I can do like a 7 hour show whenever I get the okay and the oomph to do it. So right now I am just like just channeling the last couple years of being in an underground bunker and just kind of, wow, this is so weird being on a live radio. It's crazy because anything can happen on a live radio. Anything can happen, but it never does. Nothing ever really, you might hear like a song every now and then. You go, ooh. So this is kind of neat. So there was an album that came out a couple years ago called The Beatles Play Kiss. It's a Beatles tribute band that wanted to do Kiss covers. And it turned out to be pretty decent, even though I'm not a huge fan of, you know, I don't mind Kiss. I don't mind the Beatles. It's just when these people get this whole fan thing. Like, you know, when like, yeah, oh my gosh. You know, like say, for example, oh, can you imagine how horrible it's going to be for some of these people when Paul McCartney croaks? And I got news for you, pal. Everybody dies. Okay? Let's let that off the bat. You know who really dies? Old people. Old people really die. So people are like, I can't believe this guy's died. Well, you know, where everybody goes, buddy boy. You and me too. And but chances are the older you are, the more chance of croaking you got. So when people say, oh, this guy, yeah, and he died, and he was, how old was he? Oh, the guy was 86. 86! Yeah, it was 86. You can believe Jerry Lee Lewis is still alive? I think Jerry Lee Lewis is like about 300 now. You know, see, that's why. You know, and Jerry Lee Lewis, there's something creepy about that dude. Something creepy. I actually do think that he is a vampire. Or not even so much a vampire, but I think, you know, because they called him the killer, okay? I mean, what, he had one, two of his ex-wives just miraculously disappear? So I think maybe he was like, you know, he's like either like an energy vampire or something like that. Something wrong with that guy. Something, you ever look at Jerry Lee Lewis in the eyes? There's nothing there, man. It's like some weird ghost. So if you want to see something really wacky, so you think Jerry Lee Lewis, yeah, he was like really possessed. He was like playing the piano. Check out on YouTube Henry the Hipster Gibson. And I might play a Henry the Hipster Gibson tune a little later, Who Put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine, which single-handedly sunk his career. He did a drug song in the 1940s. And the stuff, if you see him, you'll see that Jerry Lee Lewis just apes this guy. He just takes all his moves. I'm going to play that a little later on. He was, like I'm saying, he was this crazy white dude, man. He was this crazy Jewish white dude, and he had his own thing. And Henry the Hipster Gibson, he lived to be quite old, too, which was pretty neat. There's a documentary on him that they made for him in the, I think, in the 90s or 2000s. But he was still kicking for a while, and what a great story. What a nut. But anyhow, back into the action, Jackson. Here is Love Gun by Kiss Does the Beatles in your brain. We'll be right back. There you go. Beatles play Kiss. Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. Live in the radio today. Unless you're hearing us pre-recorded, but it is live. Believe me, it's live. I'm here till 5 o'clock today. And just because the schedule is so open, I figured, you know, what better way to get back into live radio than to just go whole hog until I am just like an exhausted shell of a human being. And that actually happened about 3 minutes ago. So the rest is just all... And so seeing into the future here, Zombo sees into the future. And like I'm saying, I think in the future that I think that's going to be online cemeteries. I don't think there's going to be any more of these graveyard things. They're a big waste of space. You know, and it is, you know, other than like, I mean, really, you just get... What do you expect is going to happen? You know, you get taxidermied, you get thrown in the ground, and you put a stone on top of it. You think like, you know, miraculously, like, oh, you know, God's going to come down and say, okay, come on, get up. But I haven't gotten the internal organs. Ah, you're good. You're good. It's just, and it's a waste of space and time. And honestly, it's big business. It's money there. So in the future, when they can channel all that money, we run out of all this land. Because I read a book called Cemetery World when I was in high school, and it was about how the Earth was just used as a cemetery, you know, because we traveled around all the other planets and galaxies, and we used this to play. But I'm just thinking, because you go on, it's so popular there, you know? There are memorial pages for people, and, you know, you can buy flowers, you can buy virtual flowers for folks. It's easy. It's a lot easier, you know? I mean, how many times have I visited my grandparents' parents' grave? I maybe counted on a hand. Maybe once, twice. What, you gonna talk to him? That's creepy. I mean, get a good old-fashioned Ouija board and a seance. Do it right. Okay? Go in there, ain't gonna do nothing. You need a Ouija board, you need a seance person, and you need a crystal ball. That's how you do it. All right? But in the future, it's all gonna be done online. Everything's gonna be online. Like this radio show. This is crazy. So, yeah, the other thing that gets me about when I was doing this show remotely in the underground bunker, I had to play these PSAs, and one of them actually said, you know, oh, to communicate with your friends, dedicate a song on the radio. Number one, we're going through a pandemic. I think all the DJs are at home. Next thing they want to do is dedicate a song on the radio because they're all pre-producing their shows. That and jazz hands. Now, if I see jazz hands ever again, that is the sign of the apocalypse right there. You know, when someone's doing jazz hands, that civilization is crumbling as we see. So keep that in mind. Jazz hands and the civilization goes hand in jazz hands. Here is Henry the Hipster Gibson. I was just talking about this wild man from 1948, and he was really... You got to see how this guy performed, man. He out Jerry Lee Lewis is Jerry Lee Lewis. And he was all hopped up on goofballs or whatever. But, man, the guy knew how to entertain. And this single-handedly sunk his career. He did this song, and all of a sudden, like, nobody really wanted to have much to do with him. But then again, he kept doing all this stuff up until the 70s and 80s. Henry the Hipster Gibson, who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine?
Couldn't sleep, her nerves were slightly off the beat, until she saw her problem with a can of Ovaltine. She drank a cupful most every night, and ooh, how she would dream, until something rough got in the stuff and made her neighbor scream. Ow! Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? She was ashamed, don't know who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't there. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She never ever wants to go to sleep. She said that everything is solid all real. Now Mr. Murphy don't know what it's all about, 'cause she went and threw the old man out. Clout, who put Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. Says that Benzedrine's the thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, Gibson. chorus, you know. Name this chorus is called Who Put the Nemutals in Mr. Murphy's Overalls? Bought a can of Ovaltine most every week or so, and she always kept an extra can on hand just in case that she'd run low. She never, never been so happy since she left old Ireland, till someone prowled her pantry, sure and tampered with her can. Wham! Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Sure was a shame, but who's to blame? 'Cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't there. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She stays up nights making all the rounds. They say she lost about 69 pounds. Now Mr. Murphy claims she's getting awful thin, and all she says is give me some skin. Mop, who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. She says the Benzedrine's a thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, give it.
Boy, there you go. Henry the Hipster Gibson with Who Put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine. And you can hear actually rebroadcast. I don't know if they're going to be able to rebroadcast this show. I hope they will. WBCQ, The Planet, shortwave radio, actually rebroadcasts a lot of Zombo shows. You can go to WBCQ.com or net and find out all about that jazz. And also there's some specialty shows on RadioCrown.com. Mm-hmm. So you're listening to Zombo live in your brain. Last time I was live on the radio was I did a show, and it was about either television or robots. I think it was robots, and it was March 13th of 2020. And my goodness, how time flies when you're quarantined and hidden and kind of. But it's nice to get out. It is nice to get out. Things are looking good. And the sad thing is, like, I'm an eternal optimist about stuff. So, like, when this thing first hit, it was like, oh, this is bad. This is bad. This is really bad. But you know what? A couple months, it's going to get better. A couple months, Kevin. You know what? A couple months from here. And I kept doing that a couple months. And then I just, like, I give, you know. And I tried to. So the neat thing is you try and find things to do, which is neat. I learned how to play the trombone in all of this time in quarantine. I learned how to do mosaicing. And all this time, I came out with a couple electronic albums that will probably or I'll never play on the radio. I did like a couple of electronic avant-garde records. The Polka Maniacs came out with a record. Platypus, I came out with a surf record. So this is all in the period of, you know, I taught myself how to do like studio stuff and do home recording with computers and then electronic gizmos. So you keep yourself busy and you use this, because this is another thing. This is kind of cool. During like the big plague, this plague was nothing compared to a lot of the other plagues. This is a bad one. But like the bubonic plague, I think it was during that time, Newton just kind of discovered, he did his whole thing with gravity. He actually took that time to like fiddle around with his brain and numbers and figures. And the theory of gravity. So people do stuff rather than mope and sit at home. You got to learn to make your own fun. That is rule number one. That is a life well lived when you learn how to make your own fun. You know, you just you find out the things you like to do, and you don't give a rat's ass about what anybody says. You know. There are some people probably listening to the show for the first time going, I want to listen to this other station because this guy's just yelling at me and it's making no sense. I want to hear Foreigner because they're playing all this Foreigner now because Ian McDonald died. Yeah, I want to hear some Foreigner. You're not going to hear Foreigner. Oh, did I play? There's one. I forgot what I did. There was one time I got in trouble in the studio. And it was a fog hat thing. And Robot Cowboy was in the studio with me. This was years ago. And this is when the studio was, the transmitter settings were all off. It was barely transmitting, and you couldn't even get a decent signal. at all, even outside of the studio. And people were calling up and complaining to me. And so what I said, you know, you want some bad radio? Here's bad radio. So we got Foghat, Fool for the City, out of the library. And we played it like at super slow speed and just left. I got spanked over that. But that was some classic Zombo radio. It was just I could stands no more. And yeah. That was years ago when I was rambunctious. Now I am very, very well tempered, and I don't do anything that outrageous anymore. So another band I got in, another thing is I really got into was getting a lot of music for you guys. So for the past 2 years, I've been collecting music as always. And like I'm saying, it's always, always filtering, trying to find things to play for you. And a band called the Serotones came out with a couple albums. One of them was a real rocker. And the other one was just kind of more pop. But it still was really good. This female singer and guitar player just kills it. And this is a Head Trip by Serotones. You listen to Zombo in Your Brain, live in your brain. I'm going to say it again, live in your brain, Zombophon. I'm here till 5 o'clock today. Yeah, yeah. So how about that? How about that? Some real quality, crazy Pittsburgh stuff. And by the way, I'm going to be playing Experiment in Terror because it is a Pittsburgh theme. And I expect you all to rise for the theme. But for right now, Head Trip, the Serotones, Zombo, where at? Where at? In your brain. Yeah.